Earlier today, we spoke to one of those resilient Londoners. His name is Sam Duckworth, and he's done more than pick up a broom and dustpan. Duckworth helped to launch an online coordination effort called Riot Cleanup. His involvement began with a simple internet search.
After seeing the footage on the news on Monday night, I quickly logged onto the internet and just wanted to find out information about what was happening with the riots. In amongst this, there seemed to be a lot of people that were talking and asking questions as to what we could do as a city. And people were spontaneously arranging meetup points where they could go and help to kind of sweep up and pick up the mess and to clean the damage up. And I just thought that the best thing that I could do to help would be to find a central Twitter stream to let people know where the meetups were taking place. And a guy called Dan and a girl called Sophie were doing something very similar at the same time. And between us and 85,000 people on Twitter, we were able to help coordinate some cleanups and help across London.
That's kind of interesting because they say that many of those people involved in the riots were finding out about the next place to gather by using Twitter. And you're doing just the opposite, but also using Twitter. You have a hashtag called Riot Cleanup.
Yes, and it's at Riot Cleanup as well, in case anybody over there wants to see what's happening on a day-to-day basis. There's information regularly updated there too.
So tell us more about who did meet up, and it was like BYOB, Bring Your Own Broom.
Bring your own broom. I haven't heard that yet. That's fantastic. I'm going to make sure that they hear that. That's great.
Go right ahead and use it if it helps. But yeah, so would a lot of people show up at these places?
Each location, it was ranging between 100, and the biggest turnout was in Clapham Junction, where there's about 1,000 to 1,200. There were people in suits that had taken time off of work. There were all kinds of community groups, all ages. It was really galvanisation of an attitude of Londoners. The cleanup operation, it seemed to be, I guess, people are describing it as a very British response, in that we turned up with broom, people were making cups of tea, handing out cakes. It was very friendly and quite warm. The immediate response in the week was, what can we do to help the people in our communities who weren't involved with it, who suffered damage, and how we could help them get back on their feet as quickly as possible.
Was your own community affected as well in London?
There are a few overturned cars. A clothing shop at the top of my road was looted. It wasn't the worst hit area of London, but it was certainly a bit of a riot overspill, so to speak.
When you're not talking to people like me, you've got a broom in hand, I assume.
But the majority of the practical cleanup work has been done. So over this weekend, we're arranging repainting, gardening, anything that was semi-permanently destroyed. And then we've had a lot of volunteers, from carpenters through electricians, who are going to coordinate a lot of the shop rebuilding as volunteers for free over the course of the next month.
That's pretty amazing. That's good organizing in a short time.
The best thing about it is people have been organizing themselves. There's a fantastic support shelter in Tottenham in North London, which was the first place to find rioting on this Saturday night. They've been running a homeless shelter, and we've actually had to ask people to stop donating because they've got two basketball court size sports hall literally filled to the brim of donations for displaced families, from everything from clothes to food to toiletries.
You know, there's some pretty interesting photos of crowds of people holding brooms up in the air. People are part of this massive cleanup that you, in part, are behind. And there's a BBC headline under one of them that reads, "Are brooms the symbol of resistance?" What do you think, Sam?
Certainly they were a symbol of unity. It was funny because there were a lot of photographers and journalists that turned up at the Clapham Junction, and the fire service and the emergency services were still there coordinating. So we were held for about an hour and a half. And the mass that grew and grew, there were people trying to take photos, and everybody wanted the brooms in the air. And everyone was like, "No, we're not putting our brooms in the air." And then a plane took overhead, and a spontaneous Mexican wave of brooms happened. And the photo that ended up on the front page of the New York Times, has been circulating throughout the world, was actually taken by somebody on their mobile phone from the crowd. It's important, I think, to have a tangible symbol of the cleanup, and I think the broom has become that. But I think, you know, the real symbol of it has been the spirit of London. I say London because I live in London, but it's been a nationwide effort, and I think the smiles on people's faces as they are picking up the damage caused by other people, without moaning, without complaining, and kind-hearted spirit, has been the real symbol of resistance.
Sam Duckworth is a self-employed musician and one of the organizers behind Riot Cleanup. Really nice to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.